Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne's preaching is entitled, Beloved, Let Us Love.
A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The Word of the Lord. Many moons ago now, when I was a grad student in theology, one of my profs led us through a most interesting exercise in class. It began with each of us thinking about one very significant event in our life, the kind of happening that you still find yourself thinking about in the middle of the night. And we each had to write out one full-page, single-spaced account of that event. And we brought these to class, but he did not collect them. Instead, we were assigned to look at what we'd written and to now write down all of the questions that this event raised for us, all the things that it made us wonder about. And again, we could fill a whole page. And then the next week, we brought these questions back to class, but again, he did not collect them. Instead, we were given one final part of the assignment. Go through all the questions that we'd written and highlight the one that stood out from the rest, the biggest question that this event raised for us. When we came back to class the following week, we each read the one major question we'd written down. And there were eight of us in the class, but interestingly, there ended up just being two questions, perhaps worded slightly differently by different people, but basically asking the same two things. And here they were. One, is it really possible that in a world of 7 billion people, that God knows and loves me by name? And two, what does God want me to do with my life? Now, maybe that second question was more pronounced than it ordinarily would be because we were all studying in a seminary and it's the kind of question the place was meant to foster. But even in the moment, it struck me that these two questions are perhaps the two core questions that all of us ask as human beings. And all of our life experiences, varied though they may be, all eventually point us in that direction. One, is it really possible that God knows and loves me personally? And two, how do I respond to something so crazy? Now, I know most of us listening are not in seminary, but wonder if these questions still ring true for you. How many of you would say that you find yourself wondering whether God really knows you exist, knows and loves you by name? How many of you would still say you sometimes wonder what you're supposed to do with your life? I think we're not the first people to ponder these mysteries in our hearts. The first letter of John, which we read from in first reading every day this week, seems to be written with these two very core questions in mind. And go through the lectionary and I'll pop off the page. Every passage that we read, starting with last Saturday's passage and leading all the way up to the feast of the baptism of the Lord that we'll be celebrating this coming Sunday, begins with the word beloved. It's perhaps the most frequent name that John gives to the Christian community. They are the beloved. In the Gospels, the term appears rarely, and it's only applied to Jesus at the time of his baptism and his transfiguration. But in the letters of John, the term appears 12 times, with Paul's and James' letters often following suit. Over and over again, we are reminded that our very first identity, the very first way that God sees us, the first way that we're to think of ourselves in this world, is that we are loved. Do you believe this? I'm not sure I do. At least not most days. I sort of know it up here in my head. I talk about it a fair amount. I try to persuade other people of it. But most days, I don't really feel it and I doubt it because it seems too good to be real. I mean, seriously, our planet is but a speck of sand on a beach of billions and billions of stars and planets and comets. And God has plucked it out to know and love it by name. And I am one of 7 billion people on this planet. And God knows and loves me by name. Most days, that just feels too wild to give any credence. But here, in these days leading up to our celebration of Jesus' baptism, we hear it over and over again like a mantra, beloved, beloved, beloved. Can we just sit in that word and take it in? This is more than a generic God loves you. You are God's beloved. Have you ever been beloved before? Take that experience and now multiply it 100 times just to get an inkling. It means that when you walk in, God gets a twinkle in the eye and claps his hands. You are the one who makes God laugh, even when your jokes aren't all that funny. You are the one God stays up all night waiting for. You are the one to whom God says, yes, here's half of my estate, no strings attached. You are the one God sews clothes for even after you've gone and gotten yourself kicked out of the garden. You are the one God stops on the side of the road for and loads up on his donkey and covers all costs until you are healed. You are the one God would run back into a burning house for. You are the one God came in human form and died like a criminal for to save you from your ways. You are God's beloved. And take that and sit with it for a minute, because it's only when each of us begins to grasp just how known and loved by name that we are that we can begin to wrestle with John's answer, really God's answer to that second core human question, what does God want me to do with my life? Beloved, says John, let us love one another. Geez, that is tough. Especially if we've never grasped what it means to be loved ourselves. But all God asks is that we pass it on, that the gift we've received become a gift, that the kind of love we've known becomes the kind of love we give, that we laugh and clap for one another, stay up waiting for one another, share, sew clothes, stop on the side of the road for one another, and yes, lay down our lives for one another. There's no one thing God wants us to do with our lives, but the answer is always the most loving thing possible. It's been 20 years now since I was a theology student, but the questions have not faded. Indeed, all the experiences I've had since then, when you get right down to the base of it, continue to evoke these same 2 wonderings. Is it really possible God knows and loves me? And what am I supposed to do with my life? The invitation this whole week leading up to the baptism of the Lord is simply to rest again in the words of John. Beloved, let us love one another.